You're listening to a podcast, the Ellie Castro Show. I am Ellie Castro.
And I'm Emelin Ramos.
We fly a lot.
Yes, we do.
And normally I like to book our flights. Mm-hmm. And this time you said, you know what? I got it. I'm going to do it. I trusted you. And I knew we were flying in on the day of the show, so we had to get in early. So you booked us a flight for 7:15.
Right, 7:15. Mm-hmm. We need to get to Chicago early.
Nice and early. And you sent me the
boarding pass.
The boarding pass via the phone, mm-hmm. and I added it to my wallet. Mm-hmm. And when we got to the airport and we parked the car, I noticed that the boarding pass you had sent me was wrong because it read 7:15 p.m. And my show in Chicago started at 7:30 p.m. And we were at the airport at 5:30 a.m. So I knew somebody had booked the wrong letter.
I made a big mistake. Mm-hmm. And I instantaneously panicked because I knew I had made a mistake.
The beautiful part about it was that you knew you were in trouble and you got really quiet. And all of a sudden, I felt really calm because I'm not used to not being in trouble. ¿Entiendes? So I felt really relaxed because I knew that it was going to work out. I just didn't need to fix it this time.
Well, I didn't know what to do.
I knew what you were going to do. You were going to pay. Well, you were going to pay extra.
And because I ended up paying extra.
They don't care. They're like, well, you know, I'm sorry. You booked the wrong flight, but you're going to have to pay your way out of it.
So my big fear was that there wasn't going to be anything going like early enough or that we were going to have to make a connect flight.
Or that you would have to stay and I would have to go.
Right. Or that you would go and I would stay behind.
Because I'm out. I'm like, I got a show.
So when we got to the airport super early, we explained to the attendant and she was able to get us on a standby flight an hour later.
Te salvaste. Now, when we got on the plane, we were given a window seat and a middle seat. Mm-hmm. Now, tell the people, apparently, that is no choice for us. Apparently, window automatically means you and middle automatically means me.
Well, yeah. She gave me the window seat and she gave you the middle seat.
No, don't act like the only reason you sat in the window seat was because that's the one that was assigned to you.
Well, because I like to sit in window.
You like, as in you like slash require slash.
I need window.
Demand.
I need window. I don't like to be bothered by anyone. I like to just go to the side and fall asleep.
Now, aside from, you know, you liking that, isn't that normally what like a man should do though? I mean, it's kind of like opening the door for a woman, right? I mean, if you're a couple and you're traveling and one of you has got the middle seat, isn't that up to the man to give up the middle, to give up the window seat and sit in the middle seat?
I think so.
Regardless of who it is assigned to.
Right. I think that the man should give up his window seat and give it to his partner.
Right. And in return,
he gets for me not to disturb him to get up in the middle of the flight.
Okay.
To go to the bathroom?
First of all, you never get up to go to the bathroom. Because second of all you do is sleep.
Yeah.
And third of all, you snore. So what I get in return is your handrail and you snoring.
I don't always snore.
Well, I mean, I don't even get a thank you. I don't even get a how's your neck from all the, you know, the bobbing around like I have to do. You're just straight up leaning against the window, chilling, and I'm having to arm wrestle somebody to my right and get a neck brace because, you know, my head just keeps rolling around.
What I need to remember is to just always bring the neck pillow that we have, that little neck thingy that I take sometimes. I just need to always remember to take it with us when we fly.
Can we get those, like, nasal strips?
For who?
That prevent snoring. can we do that?
I'm going to try those and see if it works.
Yeah, because remember, you are cold, so you don't hear the turbulence that I hear.
Oh, the turbulence. I want everybody to know that it's not really snoring. It's heavy breathing.
Ah.
It's heavy breathing because I have allergies.
Right.
So, you know, my sinuses are congested. My turbinates are swollen.
Your what are swollen?
My turbinates. My turbinates are swollen.
Your turbinates is caused by turbulence? is that like a, are those similar terms?
No.
Because I can get those confused. I'd be like, listen, excuse me. Can you tell the pilot that my turbinates is creating turbulence, apparently, and the turbulence is affecting my turbinates?
So I need a nose strip. Karen Yvette says, Emmeline is getting interrogated.
You know, I usually get that a lot, right? Because I once used to be a prosecutor. Now, apparently, anytime I ask more than two questions in a row, I always get told the same thing. Why are you interrogating me, though? Am I on the witness stand, though? Is this a trial, though? And I always go, no, but stop acting like it, though, right? Because if you answer my question correctly the first time, I'm not going to have to turn into a prosecutor. I'm not going to have to get that look you're giving me right now.
Well, the thing is, it's like you want questions answered the way you feel they should be answered. But what if the other person doesn't feel like, you know, what you're looking for is right? Or what if they feel like what they answered was their correct answer? Why you gotta keep asking questions?
That's when they'll get cross-examined. And that's when I'm gonna put them on the witness stand. And that's when I'm gonna get my truth. Not the truth. I'm gonna get my truth. Okay? Once a prosecutor, always a prosecutor.
You're such a lawyer, man. I swear. Look at Betsy said, I never knew about giving up the handrails. Oops. Sorry, people all around the world.
If you're not sitting in the middle seat, not only should you give up your handrail, you should offer that person anything they may need. Maybe they want one of your cookies. Maybe they want your drink. You know, help them because they are there taking it for the row.
True.
Somebody's got to be in that middle seat. So whoever it is, you know, be sympathetic. Offer your condolences because they're not going to rest the whole flight. So yeah, give up your armrest and then say, is there anything else I can do for you?
Yolanda de Leon Caputo says, next time fly first class and give Ellie the window seat in the back of the plane.
Oh, that's cute. Thank you, Yolanda. I appreciate that.
I've never been upgraded to first class, like just randomly. Have you?
Yes. First class is amazing. They let you do anything. You can recline your seat during takeoff. They won't even care. They're like, you know what? It's okay. You're first class, okay? Because you're privileged. They'll serve you drinks before you take off. That's incredible. While the common folk are still putting the luggages in the bin, you sipping on some orange juice. Yeah. And they'll even give you some warm towels to freshen up. While the common folk are, you know, fastening their seatbelts, you've got this warm towel over your face, opening up your pores and everything. Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, it's great. Oh, wonderful. I love it.
I really don't like when I have to pass by first class and look at everybody like all smug in their little large seats. And
yeah, that's me. Like, yeah, when I sat in first class, I was looking at you smug. I'd be like, hello, no venga y traiga esa peste to my section. Go back there. Go to the back of the bus. Okay, because we got Emma. I would always be the one to tell the flight attendant, can you close the curtain, please? I don't want to be seen. I don't want to see. But I'm telling you, it'll change you. When you go to first class, it changes you. It changes you. You become a snob and you don't mind it.
Ellie Nieves, I've been flying for years, always on the aisle. Thanks for educating me about the armrest for the middle person.
Now, I'll tell you about the aisle. I normally prefer the aisle, except lately, I've been like really hating the aisle seat. Because if you dare lean into the aisle, to like you fall asleep and you kind of lean in, te van a dar cantazo. Like you're going to get hit in that shoulder constantly. Not just with people walking by, but with the cart, the serving cart. And it's constantly getting banged. And if you dare stick out your knee, you're getting kneecapped. Doodle. Like it hurt. So now you're having to lean in to the middle seat, right? So that they don't hit you. And then the person in the middle seat is like, you got to be kidding me, right? Come on now.
You're invading my space.
Come on now. I got the least space and now you're invading my space? Come on, I'm middle seat guy. And then, of course, the window seat is awesome, except it sucks if you got to get up. Because now to go to the bathroom, you owe two people an apology, right? Mm-hmm. You owe the middle seat, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And then the aisle one, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And God forbid you drink a lot of liquid. That's a lot of apologizing.
So if I usually will refrain from getting up only if I have to, you know, use the bathroom like really bad. Or if I see somebody else get up in my aisle, then I'll take that as an opportunity to also get up. Because I know it's bothering to other people. Yeah, so.
If you've got the window seat, you're expected to sit on your seat. You know what I mean? Acuéstate a dormir. Control the window and don't get up to go to the bathroom. Now, if you've got the window seat, please, if it's an early morning flight, lower the shade. Please, everybody in that plane wants to go to sleep. Don't be that person that wants to stare out at that sky, okay? There's nothing to see, it's dark. And then you know the sun's gonna come up, right? So in anticipation of that, close the blind. And then they fall asleep with it open.
No, I'll close it. I've done it before. If I see that the window is open and the person is sleeping, I will lower the shade.
You will lean across the middle seat and close it?
If I'm in the window and the person in front of me,
okay,
their window is open, I can reach it and I'll lower it.
Okay, but that's window to window. What if you're in the middle or in the aisle seat of the same row? Would you lean across?
I've asked.
They're sleeping. Would you lean across?
Yes, I would.
While they're sleeping, you're going to reach across their lap and close the window. Just like that.
Yeah, just like that.
And if they wake up and grab your arm.
They better not touch me.
If that was me, though, and we didn't know each other and you did that, I'd be like, excuse me, my window. You got the aisle. Suck it up. My window. I paid for this space. Don't be closing my window shade.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
How about in a flight where they give out the little crackers or the pretzels? What about asking for multiple bags of pretzels or multiple packets of cookies?
That's okay. I think it's okay. Because they give you one, right? So say, may I have another? I've seen people do it and I think it's okay for you to ask for another one. They have plenty.
It just feels petty. You know what I mean? I feel like an orphan child asking for something that I don't deserve.
Please, sir. I want some more.
What?
Please, sir. I want some more.
More?
They shouldn't give me just one. They should just, you know, do like JetBlue does. And they just give you a basket. And they'd be like, reach in and get whatever you want. Merry Christmas, okay?
Right.
Because, by the way, you overpaid for this seat. Oh, and you're in the middle seat. So take as many as you want, okay?
Mimi Negron says, you can do that on JetBlue. They even offer it. Any other airline, they give you dirty looks. And Janet Figueroa says, I'm with Ellie on this one. You should be able to ask for more.
It's easier said than done because then when you ask, I feel bad. You know, I don't want to get that look. Because if I get that look, then I become that prosecutor, right? And then I want to be like, excuse me, why are you giving me a look though? And then all of a sudden, I'm the difficult passenger. You know what I mean? And then when you press that light, they're like, oh, that's the guy on 17B. You know what I mean? Make him wait. So I was like, oh my God.
Emmanuel Peguero says, how do you overcome morning breath on a flight?
That's a great question.
It is.
Okay. Never fly without mints. Okay? Because whether you sleep or flight or you watch TV the whole flight, your mouth is closed the whole flight. Be considerate to those around you. It's an enclosed space. Which means if you exhale through your mouth in 20C, the people in 17, you know, B and A, they're going to smell it, right? So again, play it safe. Every 30 minutes, pop a mint.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing worse than when you smell something foul in a plane and you can't open a window. And opening a shade doesn't let fresh air in. It just, you know, it teases you because you could see the fresh air outside, but you can't smell it inside.
Michelle Retamal says, when I'm coming from Puerto Rico, my mom makes me surullitos and I eat them very slowly on the plane. And Janet Figueroa says, I bring my own snacks, surullos and empanadas.
So they could eat it. They could eat it at the gate, but they don't. They save it for the plane. And again, very little ventilation. So they pop open this food, right? And I'm like, what is that smell? We are in a pressurized cabin. I look around right now, and there's somebody in row 26 con arroz con andule. And I know it tastes good to you, but to the rest of us, it doesn't even smell right.
No.
And I'm just like, oh my God.
Meredith Colon says, that's why you travel like mommy, con pan con queso y jamón en un bollito and a Ziploc bag lleno de dulce. I learned from the best.
Especially when they sit next to me and they're eating. Oh, and they eat so slow, and I'm just rooting for it to end, and they just take their time, like they're trying to eat, and they want their meal to last the entirety of their flight. This one guy, I looked at this guy one time, and he was eating like it was his last meal, and I'm like, Bob, don't you understand? I can't breathe.
Yeah.
Can you finish? And I could hear him chewing through my headphones.
That's the worst.
I can't raise the volume enough. I can still hear you chewing on your salad. Group number. Now, I'm never group one or two. I don't care what airline we fly. We always have to wait, okay? So let's say we're group number three, right?
Mm-hmm.
when do you start to get up? There are people that actually wait until they hear group number 3 is now boarding. I don't do that.
Well, ideally, that's what the flight attendants or that's what the crew wants you to do. They want you to wait till your number is called, but I never do that.
Now, I have a problem with authority, so I hate doing that.
Well, I just want to get on the plane right away and put my stuff away.
I always get up when group number 2 is called.
Right.
I gauge the line, how long it is, and I try to get in towards the end of group number 2 so that when they call group number 3, I'm already there.
You just walk up. Yeah,
I'm
right.
I'm like the end of group 2, quote unquote. Although it's happened when I get near the front and then I'm like, oh, wait, what? What group is this? Then I got to act stupid. What group is this? Oh, my bad. And then I have to like step to the side and God, wait for them to call group 3 because I can see group 3 going, that ain't even right, bro.
Elena Tata says, I get up when my group number is called. I hate standing around.
See, that's awesome. But then I always feel like if I wait too long and I don't get overhead space, I'm going to lose my mind.
That's what I'm always afraid of too, is that we won't get overhead space because we never check in our luggage. We always take carry on, you and
Nobody
I.
Nobody checks in their luggage. I would love to hear from somebody who's old school and checks in their luggage. I can't even remember the last time I had to wait for like luggage in the carousel. I hate checking in luggage. When I land somewhere, I want to land and be out. Just so inconvenient. All it takes is for them to lose your luggage one time, like they lost with mine, or to damage your luggage, like they damaged mine one time, mm-hmm. and you're done. My luggage came out of there one time, abierto, just clothes flowing out. What are you going to do? Crawl in that hole and find out who ripped it? You're like, oh, mira lo que me pasó. And they're like, oh, well, that's very unfortunate, sir. We apologize. We will reimburse you $75. And you're like, what? This is a family heirloom, okay? It's priceless in my heart. This belonged to my grandfather, okay? $75, sir. And you're like, oh, my God.
El Titan is watching, just so you know.
I can see Tito Nieves. He could have group 6, group number 1. And he'll be like, excuse me. I'm group Tito Nieves.
I'm pretty sure Tito's always group 1. Neda Rivera, I gate check my luggage. It's complimentary and you don't have to lug it on the plane.
Yes, I know. But then you gotta go and wait for it at the carousel. Listen, if they took it from me at the gate and as soon as I walked out of the plane, it was waiting for me, right, at the bridge. Yo, all day, every day. But most of the time, they just take it and they're like, oh, it'll be in carousel 6. And you're like, oh my God, now I gotta find this carousel. And now I gotta wait around and hope that it comes out. I feel like when you were like in daycare and you were waiting for your parents to come pick you up and then your parents don't show up. And now you gotta go to the office and be like, my mom didn't show up. And then they gotta look for your mom. And where is your mom? Where is your mom? And you're sitting in this office by yourself. I think I'm reliving a childhood memory.
I think you are. So Maria Finucane, what about when you went to Europe? Did you just do carry-on? Do you have enough things to wear? What about toiletries? So
there's no way you're going to check in luggage when you go to another country. You want to definitely keep your eye and be close to your luggage at all times.
It's a struggle when we travel far because I always travel with more things than Ellie does. And obviously I have more toiletries than you do. So that's why my personal carry-on is usually a very oversized book bag that I try to not let them see so that I can compensate for what I couldn't put into my luggage.
When you say you try not to let them see.
Well, I try to like face so that they don't see my big book bag that I'm carrying.
Oh, okay. All right. And you really think that works?
It's harder for women because we have a lot more toiletries than men do.
Pack light. You should always pack light. That's a mental thing. Oh, but for women it's different. No, it ain't. You can pack light. You don't need, first of all, you don't need 3 bags of makeup. You don't need 5 bags of toiletries, okay? I could do a weekend trip with 2 underwear, okay? 1 toothbrush, 1 used razor blade, and used floss, okay? And half a tube of toothpaste. I'm done. I'm set. You can re-wear clothes. You don't need, like, you know, one and done. You got to change that attitude and pack light.
Jose Virel says, you don't need 5 pairs of shoes either. My wife insists on taking a ton of shoes.
I don't understand that. One pair. And if you go to Puerto Rico, you're already wearing that one pair. All I got to pack are chancletas. So I got sneakers that I'm wearing, and chancletas, they take no space. I don't even understand why you need more than 2 pairs. I'm looking right at you. I'm interrogating you. I'm examining you as a witness.
I tried with my shoes. I try to minimize as much as I can. Because that obviously limits what I can take in my luggage. So with shoes, I'm a little more, do I really need it? Sometimes I can't, and I need the extra pair of shoes.
I need you to have that shoe mentality for everything else you're packing. I need you to think like they're all shoes. I need you to think like your toiletries are shoes. I need you to think like your makeup are shoes.
Nuh-uh. I'm not giving up my makeup. Sorry. Sienna de Jesus says, what if your maleta is heavy to put overhead? It's too heavy to put in the overhead. You're waiting for that one person to put it up there. Heck no. If it's heavy, check it in. Avoid being that person who's so extra.
And it's almost entertaining to watch them trying to shove that in there. They do just enough to attract attention, right? Because they're not going to get it in. They just go, and then inevitably somebody jumps up. Oh, let me help you. Let me throw my back out trying to help you. Oh, let me dislocate my shoulder trying to help you. Para qué? They should have checked it in. Or, like me, you minimize. You reduce the size of your luggage, which reduces how much you bring. It's a mental thing, okay? You got to think light. Travel light, and you will be so much happier.
Nidia Lopez says, 2 pairs of underwear. Are you crazy?
Listen, the shower is a laundry. You got soap, right? You got water. Cualquier cosa, lava, emergency laundry. Fuaquetiqui, right? Y lo deja guindando. And then you let it dry. It's going to be a little toasty the next day. But you could wear it. You could wear it. Yeah.
Migdalia Negron says, what if you're bringing back panas from Puerto Rico? You'll have to check that in.
No, you don't bring panas. You know what you do? You bring back pictures of the panas. And then you go, this is what you missed out on in Puerto Rico. You want some of these? Go to Puerto Rico and eat them. No, you got to stop bringing food back, because then nobody will go to Puerto Rico. People will just expect you to go and bring them back stuff.
D. Ruiz says, just let Ellie buy you whatever you need, mama.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to let you buy? Okay.
Yeah. Travel light.
You better not deny me anything that I asked for.
Hold on. The word deny implies that you are entitled to something. And you are not entitled to an extra bag of makeup. You are not entitled to an extra bag of toiletries. As a matter of fact, it got flagged that one time, didn't it? And the guy took you aside and he said, you have way too much. You have way too many toiletries in these bags, right? And you got mad. Had you listened to me, we would have never gotten flagged and you would never have been stressed out.
I had 2 bags of toiletry and he said, how many people are flying? I said 2. 1 for him, 1 for me. I used you.
You assigned me a bag of toiletries. No, that's providing false information. I'm not going to go down for one of your bag of toiletries. They weren't mine. I wanted to be like, excuse me, agent, sir, agent, okay? Not mine. My toiletries are not even in a bag. They're scattered throughout my book bag. That's how little they are.
Elena Tata says, Ellie, there is no winning. You men love when your women look good, but then complain.
Yes, but she has the right to look good, right? Well, then I have the right to complain.
Migdalia Negron, Ellie will still need a bigger suitcase to bring back all the stuff you buy for her, which will have to be checked in.
Or you can buy the stuff and have it shipped back home.
I've thought about that too. Yeah.
The point is, go light. Travel light. You will have so much more fun than lugging more stuff than you need.
Ileana Velez says, ahora trabaja para TSA.
I fly enough to know how to avoid being flagged by TSA. Listen, when I go through security, I tune everything out. I take my shoes off. I take my jacket off. I don't look at nobody. I don't talk to nobody. I raise my hands. They scan my body. They search my shoulder, my ankles. I don't even look at nobody. I just want to get through it. Ya, salimos de eso. Ya. Anything that flags, anything that gets their attention, I'm making note. Eliminate that, because I don't even want to take a second at TSA.
Yeah.
That's why the lighter you pack, the quicker you get through TSA.
Abigail Ramos Natal said, oh my God, when we call for wheelchairs, we have the 200 passengers getting up like they were called. Pero quien los llamó? We laugh every time. She must be like crew or flight attendant or something.
Wait, hold on. I'm one of those people that gets up. As soon as you talk into that intercom, I'm getting up. I don't care if you're saying, I just want to announce that the weather is 65 degrees. I'm getting up because that means we're about to get ready to board. The sooner you get up, the sooner you can position yourself in a spot where you can go in as soon as your number is called. If you wait too long, that spot starts to form into a line and that line starts to drag out and now you can't really cut, right? Because there's 25 people in that little spot and they're like, oh, excuse me, the line goes that way. But if you get up early, right? People are like, all right, why is he getting up? He doesn't need assistance. I don't, but I'm already, you know, securing my spot. So when people start to congregate, viste, I'm already there by the little velvet robe. So when they go group three, Emma, when she goes group three, she's not even saying three, and I'm already giving her my boarding pass.
Yeah. Margarita Moya Rivera says, I'm going to Broadway to see you.
Oh, thank you, Margarita. Thank you so much. Yes. So my show, Made in Puerto Rico, is debuting off-Broadway March of 2019. For tickets, you can go to elliecastro.com.
Sienna de Jesus says, ay caramba, I could never travel with Ellie, Mr. Lightpacker. He's a guy. All he needs is a duffel bag and he gets through. Women require everything, in all caps. Ellie is impatient. Bendito. That's bendito for me.
No, I don't. Women don't require everything. It's a mind thing. If you just get around the idea that you don't need as much as you think you need, you can pack light, you can travel light, and you can have more fun than bringing extra stuff that you're not carrying, your man's carrying, okay? I'm the one that's got to carry the excess toiletries. I'm the one that's got to carry the extra poundage of makeup.
Babe, thank you for always giving me the window seat, and thank you for always carrying my luggage around.
And that was the point of this podcast. That was a podcast, the Ellie Castro Show. I am Ellie Castro.
And I'm Emeline Ramos.
For more information on my shows, mi gente, you can go to elliecastro.com and you can follow me on social media under Ellie Castro Comedy. Remember, mi gente, life is so much better when you're laughing. Oh, and when you've got the window seat, that also helps. Hasta la próxima.
Bye. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.